From Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text number 40 and 41. Ajna cha shraddhanascha samsayatma vinashyati nayam lokosti naparo ना सुखम संशयात्मनः अज्ञश्च श्रद्धधानश्च संशयात्मा विनश्यति नायं लोकोस्ति नापरो ना सुखम संशयात्मनः अज्ञश्च श्रद्धधानश्च संशयात्मा विनश्यति नायं लोकस्ति नापरो नासुखं संशयात्मनः अज्ञश्च श्रद्धधानश्च
संशयात्मा विनश्यति Anybody else? Okay. Agya. A fool who has no knowledge in standard scriptures. Cha. And. Ashradhadhana. Without faith in revealed scriptures. Cha. Also. Samshaya, of doubts, Atma. This is falling. Atma, a person, Vinashyati, falls back. Na, never. Ayam, in this. Lokaha, world. It's okay. Okay, no problem. So, lokaha, world, asti, there is, no, na, not, paraha, in the next life, na, not, sukham, happiness, shamshaya, doubtful, atmanaha, of the person. But ignorant and faithless persons who doubt the revealed scriptures do not attain God consciousness. They fall down. For the doubting soul, there is happiness neither in this world nor in the next. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Maybe you can repeat the translation also, please. But ignorant and faithless persons who doubt the revealed scriptures do not attain God consciousness. They fall down. For the doubting soul, there is happiness neither in this world nor in the next. Purport. Out of many standard and authoritative revealed scriptures, the Bhagavad Gita is the best. Persons who are almost like animals have no faith in or knowledge of the standard revealed scriptures, and some, even though they have knowledge of or can cite scriptures, and cite passages from the revealed scriptures, have actually no faith in these words. And even though others may have faith in scriptures like Bhagavad Gita, they do not believe in or worship the personality of Godhead Shri Krishna. Such persons cannot have any standing in Krishna consciousness. They fall down. Out of the above mentioned persons, those who have no faith and are always doubtful make no progress at all. Men without faith in God and His revealed word find no good in this world nor in the next. For them, there is no happiness whatsoever. One should therefore follow the principles of revealed scriptures with faith and thereby be raised to the platform of knowledge. Only this knowledge will help one become promoted to the transcendental platform of spiritual understanding. In other words, doubtful persons have no status whatsoever in spiritual emancipation. One should therefore follow in the footsteps of great acharyas who are in the disciplic succession and thereby attain success. Text 41. Yogo sanyasta karmanam jnana sanchinna samshayam atmavantam na karmani nibadnanti dhananjaya. One who acts in devotional service, renouncing the fruits of his actions, and whose doubts have been destroyed by transcendental knowledge, is situated factually in the self. Thus he is not bound by the reactions of work, O conqueror of riches. Purport: one who follows the instructions of Bhagavad Gita as it is imparted by the Lord, the personality of Godhead himself, becomes free from all doubts by the grace of transcendental knowledge. He, as a part and parcel of the Lord, in full Krishna consciousness, is already established in self-knowledge. As such, he is undoubtedly above bondage to action. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshunlitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sate Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prasharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gauravakta Vinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Thank you all for coming for today's class. So we are discussing from the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, which is transcendental knowledge. So this is a very important chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Like in this chapter earlier, you must have seen the important verses like why Krishna incarnates, right? Krishna speaks Yada Yadai Dharmasya. Then he speaks the famous verse Janma Karma Chame Divyam, right? So Evang Yoveti Tatvata Tektva Deham Punar Janma Nayati Mameti So Arjuna. Incidentally, this is one of the most quoted verses by Srila Prabhupada, right? So there are few verses from Bhagavad Gita which Prabhupada quoted again and again. Like, can you give some other example? Very famous words that Prabhupada quoted often. Yes? Tadvidhi Pranipatena and? Yeah. Dehi Nosmi Netha Dehe. But even Janma Karma Chame Divyam, it's a very, very widely quoted verse by Srila Prabhupada. In Bhagavatam, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in his lectures. So, very important verse in fourth chapter. Because this is the actual transcendental knowledge. That is knowing about Krishna's appearance, Janma. Krishna's appearance, Krishna's activities. So knowing that in truth is actual knowledge. And once somebody has that knowledge, then he doesn't have to come back to this world again. So there are so many other verses in this chapter. And today's verse, Krishna is saying that those who doubt the revealed scriptures, right, what happens to them? Sanshaya atma vinashyati. Sanshaya means doubt. Right? In Sanskrit or Hindi, you know, sanshaya means to doubt something. So those who doubt the scriptures, they fall down. For them there is no happiness, neither in this world nor in the next. Right? This very, very strong words Krishna is saying. Right? For the doubting soul, there is no happiness, either in this world or in the next. And Prabhupada very nicely he explains in the purport. Actually, this explanation that Prabhupada gives in the purport is very similar to the teachings given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami. Right? You know Rupa Siksha, very famous in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Mahaprabhu is giving teachings to Rupa Goswami. So he begins his teaching by saying that there are so many living entities in this universe, right? First of all, he categorizes. There are two kinds of living entities, Nitya Siddha and Nitya Baddha. Or the living entities, one category are those who stay in the spiritual world, and the other category are those who are in this material world. Now, those who are in this material world are Nitya Baddha because they are in this material world from time immemorial. And then, among this Nitya Baddha Jivas in this material world, majority of the Jivas are in other species, like insects, bacteria, ants, whatever, you know, non-human species. Imagine in this room itself, human beings might be how many? 10, 12, 10, 11? But can you count the number of living entities in this room? Impossible. I mean, there are millions and billions, so many germs, bacteria, insects, right? So, out of so many living entities, very few have got a human form of life. So imagine, out of countless billions and trillions of living entities, very few have got human form of life. Now, among those who have got human form of life, unfortunately, most of them are living lives like animals, like Prabhupada is saying. They are just living like animals. Right? They have no faith in scriptures, they have no knowledge in scriptures, of scriptures. Right? They are as good as animals. But then, out of human beings, some are civilized. Some at least they have some faith on scriptures. But mostly, unfortunately, even those who have some knowledge of scriptures, most of them, they do not believe. They know the scriptures, but don't have strong faith on scriptures. They don't follow the scriptures. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is termed as Veda Mukhamani. That means only Veda Mukhamani, only in the mouth they say, oh yes, yes, I know Bhagavad Gita, I know scriptures. But actually, they don't have deep faith in scriptures and they don't follow scriptures also. So just they do lip service. Yes, I am a Christian, I am a Hindu, yes, I know Bhagavad Gita. But they actually don't have proper knowledge and they don't implement Bhagavad Gita or any scriptures. But then there are some who actually have some, they follow the rules and regulations of scriptures. Now, out of those who follow the rules and regulations, just imagine so many living entities, very few are human beings. Among human beings, most of them are like animals. Very few are, have some knowledge of scriptures. Among them, majority are just externally, they say we believe in scriptures, but they don't follow scriptures. Some are there who actually follow scriptures. But among them who actually follow scriptures, mostly they are karmis or jnanis. That means karma kanda, that okay, I will follow this regulation, this rule, or this worship, I will get something in return. Karmis. Right? Karma kanda in Vedas. Or like Bible, they say, oh God, give me my daily bread. So majority are in that category. They are not interested in pure devotional service. Or again, few are jnanis. They want just dry speculative knowledge. So very, very few among them actually truly understand the scriptures and follow them. That is very, very rare. And somehow, we sitting in this room, we are in that rare category. At least we are making a humble attempt to follow the scriptures, to understand the scriptures. So those people who actually know the scriptures, but they don't have faith on scriptures, or they're always doubting. So what happens to them? Vinashati. They fall down. Because In this life also they'll never be happy, in the next life. Because why? Because scriptures are meant to give us, help us to lead a happy life in this present life and also in our next life. Like 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the last verse, last 2-3 verses, Krishna says exactly the same thing. He says, the famous verse again, that Yah Shastra Vidhim Utsrijya Vartate Kam Karata Natsa Siddhim Abapnoti Na Sukhamna Paramgadim. 16:23. He who discards spiritual injunctions and acts according to his own whims attains neither perfection nor happiness nor the supreme destination. And the next verse is Tasma Shastram Pramanam Te Karya Kara Vyavasthitau Gyatva Shastra Vidhanoktam Karma Kartum Iharasi. One should therefore understand what is duty and what is not duty by the regulations of scriptures. Knowing such rules and regulations, one should act so that he may gradually be elevated. So here Krishna is saying the same thing, that a person who doesn't follow scriptures, he cannot be happy in this life and forget about next life. You know, there is no question of having a better life in the next life. It's very simple. Like just recently I met a friend of mine. He was old friend of mine and a cousin also. And interestingly, for some time he was also practicing Krishna consciousness. But I met him and he says he is now in, his health is almost my age, but his health is very bad now. He's into so much intoxication. He goes to hookah parlors, you know. It's a new trend now in cities. I was surprised. I didn't know all that. He's from Calcutta. So he goes to hookah parlors and his health is completely spoiled. So I said, I quoted him the same verse, 16:23. I said, you have some knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. Now what has happened? You are not following the rules and regulations. You are doing so much intoxication and no lifestyle, you know, sleep. I mean, of course, so much anxiety of business and doesn't sleep on proper time and doesn't follow anything. I said, what has happened? Your health is spoiled now. Very soon you will get even more severe diseases. And so this life is gone. And forget about next life. You will get so many bad reactions. So this is a very, very true thing, that you analyze life of anybody in this world who is not following the rules and regulations of scriptures. This present life itself is spoiled. Because people, they want to be happy in this life, right? But unfortunately, they cannot be happy in this life also. They'll have so many health problems, relationship problems, divorce, this, that. They cannot be happy in this life. And if we follow the scriptures, then this life will be very happy, peaceful, and next life will have much better destination, right? We can even go back to Godhead. So this is the power of following the scriptures. But on the other side, one who doesn't follow is completely doomed. Now doubt is something which is like a demon. Like many times Arjuna also says to Krishna that, oh Krishna, please kill the demon of this doubt. So doubt may arise, right? But when a doubt arises, we should immediately try to get it cleared, right? Ask some senior devotees, clarify the doubt. Because once we allow the doubt to remain within us, especially in this process of Krishna consciousness, gradually the doubt will have negative effect on us. And maybe because of that one single doubt, maybe we can leave Krishna consciousness also. There's a nice pastime, I mean, incident that happened during Prabhupada's time. You know, once the so-called news that man went to moon. So everybody was watching on the television, right? Srila Prabhupada was also there, his followers were also there. So they were showing that how man has landed on the moon. Of course, you know now that there's so many logical arguments that disprove that. But still that time everybody believed. But Srila Prabhupada was the only one probably on the planet who strongly said that we have not gone to the moon. So one disciple of his was his personal servant. So he didn't digest that. When Prabhupada said we have not gone to moon, he said, how is that? We have spent so much and this showing in television. How Srila Prabhupada is saying we have not gone to moon? Unfortunately, then after 1 or 2 days, he left the movement. He left ISKCON forever. His name was Purushottam or something. I forget the name. It happened in London. So I heard this pastime from Prabhupada disciples. So that one doubt, imagine, you know, that person, he gave up everything. He came to Krishna consciousness. It's not easy. In India, it's little easy also. But imagine in West, somebody to join ISKCON is a very big thing, right? It's a complete lifestyle change. But he joined ISKCON, he becomes Prabhupada's personal servant. So fortunate. But just one doubt, that no, why Prabhupada is saying that? We have not gone to moon, we have gone to moon. And because of that, he fell down. See? Because of doubt, we fall down. So revealed scriptures, doubting revealed scriptures and doubting the statements of pure devotees is the same thing. Because they are non-different, right? Pure devotees, whatever they say is based on scriptures. So the moment we have doubt on any statement given by Srila Prabhupada, that is something dangerous. We should immediately clarify. We should immediately consult some senior devotees. And we should convince ourselves, no, what Prabhupada is saying is true. My logic is wrong. Maybe I am not able to understand, right? Like other devotees, I am sure, they also must have got that thought, but they didn't. But they suppressed their doubts, or they somehow, but this devotee could not. So we should try to preach to ourselves that no, this doubt which is created within me is because of my own limitation, because of my own speculative mentality. So we should not nurture that doubt. And we can, of course, consult some senior devotees. Because one thing you must understand, that this process of bhakti, the process of getting knowledge, is something very sublime. Understand? The word sublime means something which is very, it's not gross, it's a very subtle process. It's not because of our own scholarship, our own intellectual ability that we can understand who is Krishna, right? Krishna is beyond all logic. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's infinite. How can we, with our tiny intelligence, try to understand Krishna? Impossible. Brahmaji says in this whole Brahma Vimohan Lila, you know this pastime of how when Brahmaji once tried to test Krishna and he stole all the calves, and then the whole pastime after that, Brahmaji he comes to strong realization, he repents a lot and he offers very beautiful prayers, which is 14th chapter of 10th canto. Even in Krishna book, it's very nicely written. Prabhupada has nicely written that whole chapter. Brahma's prayer to Krishna. Very, very important for us. It's very strong philosophy and very strong realizations. So that Brahmaji is telling very beautiful verses, he's saying. In one of the verses, he's saying that Gunat Manate Api Gunan Vimatum. This is a nice verse. He says that time may come when philosophers and scientists of the world, they may be able to count all the particles, all the atoms in this universe. Imagine the atoms in the universe. I mean, it's difficult to count, right? Even in this table, we don't know how many atoms are there. But he's saying, maybe a time will come when great scientists and philosophers, they'll be able to count all the atoms in this entire universe. Or maybe they can count all the snow particles in this universe. Right? There's so much snow in this universe, right? So many snow mountains, so many glaciers, so many... So he's saying, maybe a time may come when scientists may be able to calculate, count all the snow particles. Or they may even be able to calculate the light particles, right? Photons. When we have light, we have tiny. Light is also considered of tiny, tiny particles. So Brahmaji is saying, time may come, scientists may be able to even calculate the particles in light. But nobody can ever count your unlimited qualities, your divine qualities. Nobody can count. That means Krishna has infinite divine qualities. The gunas, the divine gunas of Krishna, nobody can count. This is Brahmaji's relation. Who are we in front of Brahmaji, right? Then again Brahmaji is saying, Janantu eva janantu. He is saying, oh, some people are saying that they know Krishna. Let them say that they know Krishna. But as far as I am concerned, he says, that I cannot understand you even little bit. Who is saying this? Brahmaji. But we sometimes think that we can understand Krishna through our intellectual ability. It's impossible. Okay. So then what is the way of understanding Krishna? So this is what Prabhupada is saying. The word grace. But the grace of transcendental knowledge. Okay. So grace. It's only by the mercy of Krishna we can understand Krishna. Is this point clear? There are so many simple stories, but very important. I think this story you must have heard also, that once somebody wanted to see the sun in the night, right? And he, you have heard of the story? That once there was some, is a famous story in ISKCON also, that once there was some rich man and he challenged everybody, no, I want to see the sun now. So then, you know, people got big, big torches and they all tried to, you know, show in the night sky. But can you see the sun by that way? No matter how much you spend, how many powerful torches you buy or whatever you do, you cannot see the sun. What is the process to see the sun? Daytime, when the sun rises, sun reveals itself to us. We, with our own effort, with our own power, we cannot demand the sun, you be present before me. No, I want to see you. No, we cannot do that. When the sun rises, then by the mercy of the sun, we can see the sun. So this, a very, very powerful example. Similarly, it's only by the mercy of God, mercy of Krishna, that we can understand Krishna. There is no other way. Absolutely no other way. Okay? This in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sarvam Bhattacharya, you know, Sarvam Bhattacharya was such a great scholar, was the Raj Pandit of the king that time in Jagannath Puri. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took sannyas and he came to Puri. So as soon as he entered Puri of Jagannath Puri temple, what happened? He fainted. And all the symptoms of ecstasy, the highest symptoms of ecstasy, were visible in his body. And Sarvam Bhattacharya, because he was a great scholar, he could understand that the pandas of Jagannath Puri temple, they wanted to beat this person. Who is this person? They thought, who is just fainting here and creating disturbance. But immediately Sarvam Bhattacharya stopped everybody. Said, wait. He is a very divine, special person. So he himself took Mahaprabhu to his home. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home. And then after some time, the devotees from Bengal came. They chanted loudly the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And as soon as he chanted the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Mahaprabhu came back to consciousness. And then Sarvam Bhattacharya saw him and he asked his introduction, and devotees introduced Mahaprabhu that he is sannyasi, he is from Nadia. And then Sarvam Bhattacharya was very happy to see him. And in fact, Nilambar Chakravarti, who is the maternal grandfather of Mahaprabhu, and Sarvam Bhattacharya's father, they were connected. So Sarvam Bhattacharya felt very happy that, oh, he's a very nice, and of course, who will not be attracted by Mahaprabhu, so beautiful, so young. So Sarvam Bhattacharya was very happy to see him. But then Sarvam Bhattacharya, when he came to know that Mahaprabhu has taken sannyas from Bharati Sampradaya, so Bharati Sampradaya is considered to be inferior Sampradaya for sannyas. So Sarvam Bhattacharya said, oh, why he has taken initiation from Bharati Sampradaya? I will give him higher initiation. So Sarvam Bhattacharya said, I will give him a better initiation. And then he said, I will teach him Vedanta. So when the devotees heard that, they didn't feel so good, you know, because it's a kind of, you are demeaning the position of Mahaprabhu, right? He is Supreme Person, you've got it. And somebody is saying, oh, his sannyas is not good, I will give him better sannyas, better name, better knowledge. So Gopinath Acharya, he was the brother-in-law of Sarvam Bhattacharya. And he was from Bengal. So he had full conviction that Mahaprabhu is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he tried to convince Sarvam Bhattacharya. He said, my dear Sarvabhauma, please do not speak like this. He is a Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then Sarvam Bhattacharya started arguing. So when this argument was going on, of course, Gopinath Acharya, he quoted various verses from Bhagavatam like, Krishna Vandam Tisa Krishnam Sangopanga Sri Parshadam Yagya Sankirtana Pray Rajanti Hisu Medasa. Then he quoted verse from Bhagavata, Mahabharat, Suvarna Vanna Hemango Varanga Shandanangadi Sanyashakrit Samoshanti Nishtha Santi Parayana. So all these verses we speak about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But still Sarvam Bhattacharya could not understand. Then Gopinath Acharya, he quoted this verse from Brahma's prayer. He says, अथापि ते देव पदांभुजद्वय. I just take out this verse. Very beautiful verse. अथापि ते देव पदांभुजद्वय प्रसादलेशाग्नुग्रीत एव हि जानाति तत्त्वं भगवन् महिम्नो न चान्य एकपि चिरं विचिन्वन्. The translation is, O my Lord, If one is favored by even a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of your personality. But those who speculate in order to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead are unable to know you, even though they continue to study the Vedas for many years. Very nice translation. That if one is favored even by a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet, prasada lesha agra, lesha means very little, athapi te deva padam bhujadvaya, pada means lotus feet, feet, ambuja means lotus, dvaya means two. So, O my Lord, if one is favored by slight mercy of your two lotus feet, then he can understand your glories. Right? Otherwise, those who want to speculate, they may continue to study Vedas for many years. They can never understand your glories. Who is speaking this? Brahmaji, right? Who is the source of the Vedas in one sense, you can say. Who can be more learned than Brahmaji in this creation? But this is Brahmaji's realization. So should we take it seriously or not? That means the only way to understand Krishna is by his mercy. Now the next question is, and how do we get mercy of Krishna? Yes? How do we get mercy of Krishna? Yeah, through the mercy of spiritual master. But then how do we get mercy of spiritual master? By serving, yeah. So the essence is service. By serving Krishna, or by serving Krishna through his bona fide spiritual representative, his spiritual master, by service we get mercy, by mercy we get realization of Krishna, we get knowledge of Krishna. So this is the key. Recently we had Rath Yatra, right? So you know that Mahaprabhu, initially he was not giving darshan to King Pratap Rudra. But then finally, why did he give darshan to King Pratap Rudra? Yes, because he saw him cleaning the road in front of chariot of Lord Jagannath. So that pleased Mahaprabhu very much, this humble service mood of King Pratap Rudra. Imagine King Pratap Rudra, the great king, he is cleaning the road for pleasure of Lord Jagannath. So this is why Mahaprabhu gave mercy to King Pratap Rudra. So this is what Lord is very pleased when he sees the service attitude among his devotees. Right? Either when we try to serve Krishna directly or spiritual master who is representative of Krishna. And it's so true. You've seen our movement ISKCON. So many great disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Right? Compare them to great scholars of India, right? Great scholars in India, they might have studied Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita for many years. Sometimes many of them, they know all the verses by heart, but they don't know who is Krishna. They don't have basic understanding that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But in ISKCON, each and every devotee who came in touch with ISKCON, who served Srila Prabhupada, they could understand this. Why? Because of mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Because they approached this movement, they did service here, because of that, they got mercy of Srila Prabhupada, mercy of Krishna, all of us. It's not very simple. We may think it's a very simple understanding. Oh, Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, and I am part and parcel of Krishna, and my duty is to serve Krishna. These three lines, it may take thousands and thousands of lifetimes, and one may not come to this realization. Three simple lines. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, I am servant of Krishna, I am meant to serve Krishna. But each one of us, we have got that understanding. It's only by mercy. Mercy of Krishna, mercy of Srila Prabhupada and his devotees. There was a little girl, Saraswati, right? 5-year-old girl. And she was going to everybody and asking that, you know who is Krishna? So in India, people are not able to answer, big, big scholars. But then Saraswati used to say, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada was very pleased. He said, look here, she knows. She is a perfect preacher. She has heard that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. She is repeating that. Right? So this is how. So even a small girl, a small boy, he can have transcendental knowledge just by simple faith in the words of spiritual master, by simple service attitude. On the other hand, big, big scholars, they can't even understand little bit of what is Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam. You know, there are so many commentaries, right, on Bhagavad Gita, so many commentaries. But those commentators themselves, they don't understand what is Bhagavad Gita. They don't even know who is Krishna. They just imagine Krishna to be some imaginary figure or something like that. So what is the use? What is the value of their scholarship? But just by reading this one edition of Bhagavad Gita as it is, millions are becoming devotees. Why? Because Prabhupada is a special servant of Krishna. So by his service mood, he has complete knowledge and he is trying to present the same thing as a service to Krishna to all of us. So if we also take the words of Srila Prabhupada in a mood of service, right, in a submissive spirit, then we can also get the same transcendental knowledge. But if we doubt, if we challenge, then we are causing our own destruction. Right? So, this is what, again, once again I'll read. One who follows the instructions of Bhagavad Gita as it is imparted by the Lord, the personality of Godhead himself, becomes free from all doubts, the grace of transcendental knowledge. He, as a part and parcel of the Lord, in full Krishna consciousness, is already established in self-knowledge. As such, he is undoubtedly above bondage to action. And once somebody gets transcendental knowledge, there is no question of any bondage. Because the root cause of our bondage is ignorance, avidya. So once we get proper vidya, there is no question of bondage. Right? That's why sambandha gyan is very important. So once we get the sambandha gyan, relationship with the knowledge of relationship with Krishna, the next step is avidya. We act upon that. We perform practical devotional service. And then what's the third step? Prayojan. We get love of Krishna. Krishna prem. Okay? So absence of knowledge or absence of real knowledge is the cause of our bondage, avidya. So the solution for that is vidya, proper transcendental knowledge. This is what this chapter about. The next verse, tomorrow, is the same thing. Krishna is saying in the end, therefore the doubts which have arisen in your heart out of ignorance should be slashed by the weapon of knowledge. Armed with yoga, O Bharata, stand and fight. So this ignorance has to be slashed by the weapon of knowledge. There is a similar verse in Bhagavatam also. That Shrinvatam Swakatha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Ridantasya Bhadrani Vidhunoti Shrivatsatam. And then there is another verse. Vidyante Chindante Vidyate Ridaya Granthi Chindyante Sarva Sanshaya. That this message of Bhagavatam, what it does? Vidyate Hridaya Granthis, that in the heart there are so many knots of illusion, right? There is envy, there is all these six anarthas, like lust, anger, pride, illusion, they are all granthis, they are all tight knots, right? Sometimes you have seen when you have some thread together and there are some knots, right? And you just cannot remove the knots, they are so complicated. The only way to remove the knot is by cutting. So similarly, the knots in a heart, they are not of one lifetime, they are of billions and billions of lifetimes. So we cannot open the knots. Right? The only way is to cut the knots. It has to be cut. That's why sadhu is somebody who cuts. So the words of Bhagavatam and the words of sadhus, great devotees, they cut through the net of ignorance within our heart. And chindyante sarva samshaya, and removes all our doubts, message of Bhagavatam. And then we can actually see Drishtva Evatmanishwari. We can see who is Krishna and who are we. So that realization will come only when all the ignorance in the heart is removed. And how that will be removed? By hearing the message of Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Shunvatam Swakatha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridayantasti Abhadrani Vidhunoti Surasatam. So when we hear the message of Bhagavatam, who cleans our heart? Krishna himself. He says, Vidhunoti, that I personally will clean the heart of a devotee who hears my pastimes, Krishna Katha. So can we, should we doubt Krishna's ability to clean our heart? No, right? Our heart may be very, very dirty. But one positive hope, what is there? Is that Krishna is taking responsibility, saying, I'll clean that heart. So we don't have to worry, right? If we go on hearing Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We should not fear, we should have that faith that Krishna Himself will remove all the anarthas from within our heart and He'll illuminate our heart with transcendental knowledge. Like Krishna is saying in 10th chapter, in that Chatur Shloki, what is He saying? He's saying, Tesham evanukam partham aham agyana jam tamah nashyami atma bhavastho jnana deepena bhasvata. To show them special mercy, I dwelling in their hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. So Krishna Himself will remove all the ignorance from our heart. And therefore we sing every day in the morning, Divya Gyan Ride Prakashita. Chakshudan Diloji Janme Janme Prabhu Sehi Divya Gyan Ride Prakashita. So this is the beauty of the process of bhakti, that the Divya Gyan is revealed within our heart by the mercy of Krishna and Guru. Atah Shri Krishna Namadi Nagrahit Bahyam Indri Sevan Mukaihi Jivado Swayam Eva Sprati Adha. This is again very famous shloka, that Atah Shri Krishna Namadi, that Krishna's names, fame, pastimes, qualities, we cannot understand it through our blunt material senses. Sevan Mukaihi Jivado, by seva, by service, which begins with Jiva. Jiva Adu means tongue and all the other senses. So how do we serve Krishna? By the tongue? By chanting Krishna's names? By tasting prasad? So by service through our different senses, of which tongue is the first, Sevan Mukhai Jiva Adu Swayam Eva Sprati Adha. So automatically it reveals in our heart. So yes, all we have to do is, we have to render transcendental loving service, devotional service to the Lord, under the guidance of His devotees, as per the guidelines given by Srila Prabhupada and all Acharyas. And then by seeing our service attitude, Krishna will bestow His mercy on us. And once we get the mercy of Krishna, we can understand Krishna by His mercy. Hare Krishna. Any questions, any comments? Thank you all very much. So, thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Hare Krishna.